Hello, 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 and welcome to Newsy's Nook, a podcast where you can sit and relax while I try not to wet my pants. I am your host, Newsy Baby. I have already failed the requirement of not wetting my pants because I am currently wearing my nighttime diaper. I didn't pad up this weekend. I'm very disappointed in myself. On Friday I was like, oh, I don't have anything planned. I'll just pad up all weekend. And then, you know, Saturday rolled around and I was like, oh, I want to go to the beach. And so I went to the nude beach. I wore my new Speedo. I was feeling very sexy. I was feeling my oats. And, you know, I just didn't have time to pad up this weekend because then on Sunday, the boyfriend and I went out for drinks and then, you know, we just went to the pool. No time for diapers, I guess. And he never reminded me to wear one. So yeah, I didn't wear this weekend and but I wore on Sunday. And so I'm in my nighttime diaper. And so I'm already a little squishy. But the nude beach was fun. I went to the nude beach on Saturday by myself, in my new Speedo. And, you know, there was cute boys around. No action, though. It's not like San Francisco where, you know, the deeper you go, you know, the more fun that's happening. It's kind of like a low-key beach. And there's, like, a lot of straight people that go there. So, like, a lot of nude women, nude men, and a whole bunch of people. But no action this time. But when I was walking back, there was this guy. And, you know, I was already, you know, a little high, so while I was walking back, because the beach is kind of far away from where you have to park, so I was walking back, and I was just kind of, like, in my Speedo, and I'm listening to music, and he says, nice Speedo, and I was like, oh, thank you, and he says, do you come here often? And I was like, yeah, I come here every now and then. He's like, oh, that's cool, yeah, I come here all the time. Did you have fun down there? And I was like, yeah, I had fun. He's like, oh, did you get any action? And I was like, no, I didn't get any action. He's like, oh, I didn't either. But, you know, I really love when, like, you know, I'm stroking and a guy jerks me off and stuff. And I was like, oh, interesting. And at this point, I was like, I just want to go home. I'm hungry. And it made me think, I was like, what do you do in those situations where, you know, someone is actively hitting on you and you can kind of get the feeling of, you know, he wants to do something and you're like, I'm just not into it. And I didn't want to be rude, so I just kept giving very, very short answers. And I think even while I was saying goodbye, he still thought he was gonna get lucky, because I was like, oh, I'm parked over here. And he's like, oh, did you want to go somewhere? Or, like, he was, like, following me to my car. And I was like, oh, like, please, sir, like, don't make me say no. But I think that's just another lesson of how, like, you know, you need to be vocal about what you want. You need to say, like, no, I don't want this. But I don't know. I just kind of played coy. And I was like, oh, no. I tried not to lead him on. I really did. I tried not. I might have been a little flirtatious. My highness kind of gives off a personality of flirtation. So hopefully I wasn't giving him mixed signals. And if I did, I'm so sorry, sir. Let's get into some Newsy's news. So I've never been to this event, but this weekend I saw a lot of posts about TeddyCon. And if you don't know what TeddyCon is, it's an East Coast age player convention. So, you know, it's not only ABDLs that go, age players. I always forget the acronyms, but, like, you know, mommy daddy, or like mommy boy relationships, or like daddy girl relationships. So a whole bunch of age players, everything under the umbrella of age players. This is a convention that they can go to, and the debate, or the drama, as I put on Instagram, was they hadn't said whether masks and vaccinations should be required. And this, of course, is a hot topic. A lot of people messaged me, this is a hot topic. And I was like, well, I don't think it's a hot topic. I think it's a relevant topic that, you know, we as a community, as kinksters, as just citizens, as global citizens, that we should be having. And so a lot of people, I've heard both sides, a lot of people were saying they just wanted a decision. because at this past weekend, they didn't make a firm decision until Sunday. But this past weekend, a lot of people were saying, you know, the event's in November, and we want to know if vaccinations and masks will be required. And Teddy Khan at the time was saying that they are going by the state and city mandates, which they're the events in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And at the time, or right now, there's no masks or proof of vaccinations required for events, not like California. Here in California, you know, you need proof of vaccination all the time, and, you know, you basically need to wear a mask when you go out. And so a lot of, and, you know, I feel like with a national convention like TeddyCon, a lot of people were saying, like, you know, yes, that's great and fine that the state and the city's not requiring it, but what are you requiring? And so I think that's what everyone really wanted. They just wanted a decision from the people that put on TeddyCon. And so on Sunday, they came out and said that they're going to require proof of vaccination and masks will be required inside. Before their decision came out, I did a quick little poll on Instagram. And I said, you know, would you go to an event that requires masks? And 78% of people said yes, and 22% of people said no. And I feel like that's pretty standard. You know, it's never 100% on either side. Even, you know, here in Santa Barbara, there, you know, I feel like that's kind of the percentages of people who do wear masks when they go out. And I also did a poll on, you know, would you go to a kink event if it required proof of vaccination? And people, and 88% of people said yes, and 12% of people said no. And I think that's also pretty about the same. I know where I work, they said that about 82% of people are vaccinated. So I feel like that's a pretty standard answer. So none of these numbers surprised me. But it brought up a lot of, it brought up a lot of interesting comments that people messaged me. Like, I heard a lot of people say, you know, if I'm vaccinated, I don't think I need to wear a mask. And I know that's true for a lot of states. And here in California, before the Delta variant became very widespread, that was kind of the norm, right? Like, if you were vaccinated, you didn't have to wear a mask. I know for personal experience, I don't mind showing the vaccination card, but it's that scary factor of remembering to bring it. While I was in Palm Springs, a few of the bars are proof of vaccination bars. And I remember we were driving to Palm Springs and I woke up from my nap and I see like the welcome to Palm Springs sign. And it dawned on me, I was like, oh no, I don't think I have my vaccine. I knew I didn't have my vaccination card, but I didn't think I had a picture of my vaccination card. And so I'm like freaking out and I'm going through my phone and I'm like, oh no, where did I take a picture? And I could have swore I had a picture of it. And I couldn't find it in my camera roll. I couldn't find it in like any of my messages to my mom or dad or to, you know, my boyfriend. And I was like, shoot, well then, you know, we're not going to be able to do anything here in Palm Springs. And luckily my boyfriend found it in my documents because he sent it to me as a PDF. But I get the whole anxiety of proof of vaccination. It's not so much that I don't want to prove that I'm not vaccinated. It's more of like that remembering to have a picture of it on your phone and have it saved and don't delete it on accident when, you know, you're deleting your diaper pics or your dick pics or whatever pics you're taking that you delete later. So I get the anxiety of it. And, you know, the state, I don't know about other states, but California has a website that you can go to see your vaccination status. And the problem with that was that the state currently thinks I've only gotten one shot. And so, and I don't know how strict, you know, the bars are with, you know, it just says proof of vaccination. You know, I don't know how closely they read it, but I was like, I'm not going to take any chances. I need the picture. And so I get the anxiety of showing proof of vaccination. I get the repetitiveness of wearing a mask. But in my opinion, when I wear a mask, it's for my protection and it's for the other person's protection. When I wear a mask, I like to think that it's showing that I understand the gravity of the pandemic, the health crisis that's happening right now. And so I'm basically saying, like, yes, I understand what we're going through. This mask is for my protection, for your protection. Do I wear it all the time? No. Like when we were walking down State Street yesterday and, you know, we were on the sidewalk, we didn't wear it. But when we went into like shops and, you know, bars and stuff, and when we weren't drinking, we wore it. And because, you know, that's, you know, it was the right thing. To me, it was the right thing to do. Santa Barbara doesn't require proof of vaccination in some of their bars. And so, you know, we didn't have to worry about it. Oops. The dogs. So I totally get it. Did they make the right decision? I think they did. I think because TeddyCon is an event that people from all around the country go to, I think there needed to be a decision on their part on what they wanted to mandate. And I think they mandated something that's super easy to comply with. Wearing a mask isn't that hard. To me, it's not that hard. I think it's pretty easy. And I actually try to get colorful ones to go with my outfit. Like if I'm wearing, you know, an outfit that calls for a blue mask, I'll wear a blue mask. Or, you know, when I wear my red button-down shirt, I'll wear a red mask. So, you know, I have different masks to go with my outfit. And then proof of vaccination, you know, from the poll I had, at least, you know, 88% of people say that they would show proof of vaccination. So I'm guessing that at least 80% of people who would go to this event are vaccinated. I've heard a lot of reasons why people aren't getting vaccinated. I don't have all the reasons why you shouldn't be vaccinated, but I can tell you that dating someone that is a nurse and, you know, being surrounded by people that are vaccinated, I don't see why you shouldn't be vaccinated. I think it's a conversation you should be having with your medical professionals on, you know, if you have a reason you don't need to be vaccinated. I think it should be a legitimate reason. You know, this pandemic could be over if we were all just vaccinated. It's kind of like the masks, right? If we all got vaccinated, it shows that we're taking the pandemic seriously. And it's showing that, yes, I am participating in this health crisis and I'm doing my part to stop it. So that's my take on it. I think they made the right decision, and I've never been. I don't plan to go this time, but I think it was a good conversation to have in the kink community of, you know, should masks be required and should proof of vaccination be required? So in talking about TeddyCon, it made me remember and reflect on all the kink events that I've gone to and how wearing in public is kind of empowering, right? You know, you're wearing a diaper in public and, you know, you're in your cute little outfit. You know, maybe you're wearing like a cute t-shirt with a passy in your mouth. Or for me, I always like to wear my diaper and a cute shirt and my leather crown. I love my leather crown. I try to wear it to all my little kink events that I go to, especially in San Francisco. I wore it all the time. People would actually steal it because people wanted to wear it. And of course, I'm short, so they can. But wearing in public, and I thought that was something, a niche that a lot of people have very varying opinions on. I've worn in public. I've worn in public a couple times. People always ask me, like, is it scary to wear in public? To me, you know, the first time there was like a rush. I don't know if it was so much scared as in just like an intense emotional reaction, right? Like you're doing something very different. It can be perceived as negative. You know, you're going to get a lot of looks. And so that was kind of the gut reaction. It was just like, oh, this is just a lot. Did I get any negative comments? No, I've never gotten negative comments. I've actually gotten a lot of positive comments. I've gotten a lot of comments of, oh, I know someone that also wears diapers, or like, oh, I know someone that's also an ABDL, or sometimes they don't even know what it is. They're just like, oh, I have, my roommate had diapers and he would wear them sometimes, right? So it was a lot of varying reactions to wearing in public. I've never received a negative comment. Usually, tourists of San Francisco would ask, is there a parade happening? I guess they just think that like anytime someone's wearing exotic clothing, they're like, oh, there must be a parade. So I've never received negative comments, but I totally understand the anxiety that comes with it. Actually, what happens a lot, and I hear this a lot from other people that wear in public, is the most of the backlash they get is from within the community, right? A lot of people bring up the argument of like, you shouldn't mix kink with a public environment, like, you know, let's say a hotel or on the street or at a bar. And so a lot of the negative comments come from within the community, which is actually kind of sad, right? Like, we should be empowering people instead of bringing them down. So I wanted to talk about, you know, how you should wear in public respectfully. I think that's the key part, right? You know, you can wear in public. No one's saying it's, you know, you can. It's not illegal, because you are covering, you know, your private parts, and it is, you know, a form of covering. You're actually wearing more covering than, you know, let's say someone that's just in their underwear, where you can see everything. You know, a diaper, you know, puffs up. You're actually covering a lot. You're covering more than if you were wearing just underwear. And so I wanted to talk about, you know, if you decide to wear in public, what you should be thinking about. I think context of location is a good way to start. You know, where am I going? What am I going to? You know, when I've worn in public, it's usually in San Francisco, which is a very, you know, liberal, freeing city. You know, people walk around nude sometimes. People walk around in all very varying forms of nudeness, you know, as simple as just a jock down the street to, you know, drag down the street. So it's a very liberal city, so I felt comfortable wearing a diaper around there. But then, you know, I wouldn't wear a diaper down the street in Santa Barbara, especially since, you know, people on Grindr, when I say, oh, I'm kinky, they're like, oh, I'm kinky too. And I ask them what their kinks are, and they're like, oh, I like, you know, I like fucking without a condom. And it's like, okay, I guess that's a form of kink, but that's not like the kinkiest thing. Or, you know, I'll say like, oh, I'm into water sports. And they're like, oh, that's cool. I only like when I pee on another person. It's like, okay, that's interesting. You know, would you want to be peed on? They're like, no. And, you know, that's their opinion. But I just don't see Santa Barbara as a very kinky town. And so I wouldn't want to wear here. Yes, would it be empowering? But, you know, when you wear in places that aren't expecting it, or, you know, it could be the form of conversation, right? It now becomes the piece of what's happening. That's when I think it becomes a little uncomfortable. So it, context clues, you know, where am I going? Is it could it be appropriate to wear a diaper by itself in this location? Kink events like a leather bar, I think that's fine. I think it doesn't happen because there's a hesitancy, but all it takes is one, right? If one person does it, then it becomes the norm, because then other people who are also into wearing diapers, they'll say, oh, he's wearing one, you know, I'll wear one too next time. And so, you know, one becomes two, becomes three, becomes many, becomes like a whole group of people. You should be proud, right? People, I always think people can sense fear a little bit or hesitancy. So, you know, when you do wear out in public, don't be shying away or make it a thing, right? Make it like it's your clothing. I always relate wearing a diaper to wearing drag. I feel empowered. I feel like a different person. You know, Newsy Baby becomes my persona. I'm a little bit happier, a little more playful, not as serious. And so, you know, you be proud, like own the space you're taking up. You know, you deserve to be there. This is your form of expression, and you have to be proud about it. I was talking to another ABDL a couple weeks ago about they wearing in public, and they said that they wear diaper covers over their diapers because, one, they said that it covers, you know, the use of the diaper. So, you know, you don't see the yellow spot, or you don't see, you know, the dark spot in the back. And they said that it also is like a form of pants, which I thought was interesting, right? Like if someone was like, oh, are you just in your underwear? No, the diaper cover in this situation would be the pants, and then the diaper in that situation would be the underwear. So I thought that was an interesting take. They also brought up that wearing a diaper cover, you know, is just it enhances the outfit a little bit, right? It's almost like a mask, right? If you're wearing like a blue t-shirt, then you can wear a blue diaper cover. It also helps with leaks. So when, you know, you sit down on a bench or you sit down on a bar stool, you know, if there's any leakage, that it will catch some of the leak. If you are wearing, that brings up a good point. If you are wearing in public, you should be mindful of how much you've used said diaper. No one wants a messy situation. No one wants a leaky situation. So, you know, you just have to be mindful of like how much have you used it. If I sit down, you know, are you going to leak everywhere? No one wants that. No one's expecting it. So, you know, if you are on the verge of leaking, maybe go to a bathroom and change. Or if you are, if you couldn't make it to the bathroom on time and you've messed, find the nearest bathroom and change. Which brings up another point. If you pack it in, pack it out. It's kind of like camping. You know, you shouldn't leave, you know, the used diaper in the trash can, especially if it's, you know, especially if it's been soiled or, you know, if you've messed in it. Because no one wants that. That's disrespectful. And actually, there's been bars that have banned ABDLs from the bars because people were irresponsible and they just left their messy diapers in the trash can. You know, I think bringing a plastic bag is useful, and it helps, you know, when you do have to pack it out. You know, you have a plastic bag and you can tie it up, and then, you know, then you're mitigating the smell, and it just is a win-win for everyone. And then I think you should also be mindful that, you know, looks will happen. I think, you know, if you just go into the situation thinking like, oh, no one will notice, that's a false sense. You know, people are going to notice, and they are going to give you looks, and you just need, you know, a little bit of thick skin and own it, right? Like if people give you looks, say like, hey, how are you? You know, just acknowledge that, you, like, yes, I am acknowledging you looking at me. And sometimes they turn into great conversations. Like I said, like usually most people will bring up like, oh, you just reminded me that I have a friend that also wears. So, right, like you spark up conversation. Maybe there is a cute guy or a person at the bar that you're like, and they come up to you and they're like, oh, that's really cool, right? Like, that's cool. You've now sparked up a conversation that you wouldn't have if you just wore regular bar clothes, right? So, you know, own it. Be proud of who you are. Have context clues in what's happening. And if you're on the verge of leaking, you know, be respectful of everyone and find a bathroom. Where brings up another conversation, like where should you change? I think bathroom stalls are fine, but if you are still uncomfortable, the ABDL I was talking with, they suggested that you go to a Starbucks bathroom because Starbucks bathrooms are single person, right? So that you can lock the door and then it's just you in the bathroom. So I thought that was an interesting suggestion. Of course, you know, yes, there are a lot of Starbucks everywhere. It almost feels like they're on every corner, but sometimes you can't find a Starbucks. So a regular bathroom, I think, is totally fine, right? Like, you're there to do your business, and in this case, your business is changing your diaper. It's not that far-fetched. So, you know, and then pack it out. So I guess in wrapping it up, you know, be proud of who you are, context clues, be respectful, and just own being a diaper lover. All right, kiddos. Well, I'm officially soggy. I actually do have to go. But if you want to follow me with all my pictures and journeys and videos and polls, make sure to follow me at Newsy Baby on Instagram and Twitter. And in the bios, you can also find a link to my Just for Fans where I post my naughtier content. And make sure to use promo code Newsy Baby at the Playtime store. They're always coming out with new products, and you can get a little discount if you use the promo code Newsy Baby. All right, I gotta go and get out of this leaking diaper. See ya. Bye.